grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This past week, we held the funeral service for our member and brother, Walt Anderson. Walt was the sexton here at Holly Grove for many years. He cleaned the church, he mowed the grass, he made worship and the other activities that took place here possible by caring for our church property inside and out. As we were thinking about this service, his daughter requested a full Lutheran service for his funeral, something that I am always delighted to provide. Especially in the midst of this service this past Thursday, though, I wondered if all of the things that we do in a full Lutheran funeral service were connecting with the family. I've talked about this many times before, but everything that we do in worship here, everything that you hear, everything that you see, it all has deep meaning and significance. The Paschal candle, the font being placed where it is, the fact that right now in Eastertide we're using white paraments, and those are the same paraments used at funerals. The liturgy that we have and the order of it, everything is done with meaning and purpose. And the hope is that that would be familiar. So familiar that in times of loss and death, when people come to a funeral or a memorial service, that those things that every Sunday have meaning and significance would have even more meaning and significance at a funeral, to the point where it would be comforting and grounding and very meaningful. And it's these reasons that I think we often use the 23rd Psalm at funerals and memorial services. Because it is familiar. It's so familiar that it does bring us comfort. It grounds us, and the meaning that we find in it sustains us in those difficult and challenging times. So often, we tend to think of the 23rd Psalm at times of death and dying. I can't tell you how many times I've read this psalm at the bedside of someone dying or after they've died. Because this psalm helps us to put into words our trust in God, and it reminds us of the care and comfort that God gives. But the truth is, God doesn't just give this comfort and this care at the end of our earthly lives when we die. As much as this psalm strengthens us and gives us hope at times of death, I'm convinced that this psalm is about life and about living. That this psalm reminds us and proclaims for us that God's love and care abide with us all the days of our lives. Lent seems far away now, but one of the things that we talked about in the season of Lent is that our eternal life doesn't begin the moment we die. As Lutherans, we believe that when we are baptized and when we come up out of the waters of baptism, we have died with Christ and we rise with Christ. So when we rise up out of those waters, we haven't just been united with him in a death like him, we've been united with Christ in a resurrection like his as well. And so when we rise up out of the waters of baptism, we have risen to new life, to eternal life. Eternal life isn't a prize or a reward for believing in God or being a good enough Christian. Eternal life is a gift from God, a gift that we receive in baptism. a gift that we don't do anything to deserve, a gift that is completely based and is dependent on God's mercy and love and goodness. What that means is that we are living in eternal life now, here in the present. And this is what Jesus meant when he said in the gospel lesson today, "I came that they may have life, and that they may have it abundantly." That abundant life, that life that Jesus came to bring, he's not talking about the hereafter. He's talking about the present, about the here and the now. And one of the ways that he helps his disciples and us understand what that abundant life looks like is by describing himself as the Good Shepherd and by using the language of the 23rd Psalm. In the children's sermon, I said that always on the fourth Sunday after Easter, it's Good Shepherd Sunday. The gospel readings for the first 3 weeks of Easter were stories of Jesus appearing to the disciples following his resurrection. These last four Sundays of Eastertide are stories that help us explore Jesus' teachings about living in intimacy with God and what that looks like, because our Lord and Savior is risen and lives forever now with God. And so what a better way to begin to think about living in intimacy with God than by thinking about the loving and trusting companionship of sheep and shepherds. Jesus is our Good Shepherd. He provides for us physically and spiritually, mentally and emotionally. Our Good Shepherd leads us and guides us through this abundant life as we journey along the geography and terrain of life. The terrain can be tough at times, uncertain to say the least, as we experience challenges and as we witness and experience those around us having challenges. In the heat of the day, when we are hungry and parched and weary, our Good Shepherd guides us to safety and to rest, to refreshment and to nourishment. Sometimes the terrain is long. The roads are winding, and sometimes there is no end in sight. But even then, our Good Shepherd is with us and guides us and protects us. Sometimes along the terrain of life, it can get awfully lonesome, and we feel like we are all alone. But God is with us. Not just in Advent and not just at Christmas, but always, Jesus is our Emmanuel, being with us, walking alongside of us, never forsaking us. Not even when there are bumps along the way or when the paths are treacherous. Our Good Shepherd walks with us through trials, through valleys of extreme darkness. Even in the places of our deepest troubles and fears, our Good Shepherd is with us, protecting us and comforting us. I think many of us would rather that our Good Shepherd steer us away from these challenging times and this rough terrain. But instead, our hope is that we have a Good Shepherd who walks with us through the darkest valleys, so that the challenges that threaten to overcome us, through the shedding of tears, through broken hearts, with enemies persisting and threats abounding, we never ever walk alone. Our Good Shepherd, the very presence of God among us, is with us, leading us and guiding us, even through the darkest of valleys. Our good shepherd offers us his outstretched arms, comforting us, giving us courage, so that we can walk through those dark valleys, through the bumpy terrain of life. And in his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus restores our souls and spreads before us his holy supper, nourishing us with his very presence. Our good shepherd pursues us with gracious love and mercy and goodness all the days of our lives. Brothers and sisters, our good shepherd came so that we may have life and have it abundantly. Our good shepherd came so that we would never walk alone. This abundant life isn't just life beyond the grave. Our good shepherd invites us to live into that abundant life here and now, today, tomorrow, and all the days of our lives. The risen Christ, our good shepherd, invites us to follow him and to live with him in the same trusting and loving companionship that a sheep shares with its shepherd. May our good shepherd, who calls us by name, who cares for us, who protects us, who is with us always, abide with you all the days of your life. Amen.